Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 355. How to Bike Commute with a Baby, A Mom's Perspective, by Dusty Arab with rowdykittens.com. Happy Friday, and welcome to the final show of the week. I'm your host, Joss Marie, and today I'll actually be covering a guest post from Dusty Arab with Rowdy Kittens, all about a mom's perspective on bike commuting with a baby. And just real quick before I jump into Dusty's post, I wanted to let you know it's the last day to sign up for our email list if you'd like your name to be submitted for the monthly book drawing. You can do so right at oldpodcast.com. But with that, let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. How to Bike Commute with a Baby, A Mom's Perspective, by Dusty Arab with rowdykittens.com. The day I told my mother I was pregnant, she was so excited. The first words out of her mouth were, "Oh, we have to start getting things for the baby. Now you have to get a car. The baby has to have a car." When I informed her I had no intention of getting a car, it caused some tension, to say the least. She was convinced that without a car, it would be impossible to properly take care of the baby, especially since we live in such a wet climate. Fast forward to today, Evie is nearing 2 and things are a little different. Now, I am a dedicated bike commuter with over 1,000 miles just commuting under my belt since April. I get up in the morning, get myself ready, and put my daughter in her trailer where she spends most of her time playing and yelling, "Wee." It's one of the best parts of my day. My mom is now at least used to it, and she waits outside when I'm riding up so she can hear my daughter shout, "Nana, Nana," as we turn the corner. Many people think it's impossible to be a bike commuter with children, but that is simply not the case. Biking with children is totally possible and tons of fun with the right equipment, safety precautions, and the proper amount of planning. It's really not so different from going on a car trip with your kids. You wouldn't go on a car trip without buckling up and having a car seat for your child. Here's a list to help you get started. Find the proper gear. Start with your bike. Unlike cars, which are one size fits all, a comfortable bicycle must fit like a shoe. Also, consider your riding terrain and do some research to find a bike type that matches your needs. Next, you need helmets. If your child can hold up their head, they can probably wear a helmet just fine and are ready for riding. Finally, you'll need to find your child hauling device of choice. Consider your visibility. This means lights and mirrors. I use a headlight, taillight, reflectors, 2 mirrors, and an additional taillight for the trailer. Also, my trailer is bright yellow, pretty much the brightest shade there is. Yes, it's pretty gaudy, but people always see me on the bike. What are you planning on wearing? I have to prepare for bad weather on a daily basis, so I wear biking clothes and change when I get to my destination. Figure out what works for you, but try to wear bright colors to alert motorists to your presence. Know your local biking laws. In most areas, bikes are legally considered as vehicles and must obey all the laws that apply to vehicles in the roadway, such as obeying traffic signs and lights. Motorists don't like driving next to bikes because they can be unpredictable. Let's work to fix this perception by knowing the laws regarding bicycling and operating our bikes like we do our cars. Share the road. Kid haulers. As far as equipment for hauling kids goes, parents have more options than ever, with seat attachments, front loading seats, trailers, and the multitude of do-it-yourself jobs I see every day in Portland. You really have to do some research and figure out what will work best for you, but after considering several options, I prefer baby trailers. You can use them for other purposes, like carrying groceries when not in use by baby. They improve your visibility to other vehicles. Your balance isn't as altered. And my daughter loves the extra room to play. Evie is set up for long trips, unlike in a car where she gets squirmy, sick, and thoroughly unhappy. Also, baby trailers are much better for places like Oregon, where wet weather is a part of life for most of the year. For a really excellent set of product reviews, read Offspring Haulers. In case you are curious, I use a Schwinn model similar to the trailer reviewed in the article that converts to a stroller. Safety and busting myths. Safety is cited as a major concern by many parents when discussing bike commuting. However, I find this pretty ludicrous. Although most folks assume cars are safe, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, car accidents with child passengers are far and away the leading cause of death in children. In contrast, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, deaths for bicyclists in the United States are less than 1,000 a year and decreasing, even though the number of bikes on the road is increasing. Plan your route and prepare. Now it's time to pre-plan your trip. This means a couple of different things. First of all, before you take your kids out, figure out your main routes. Do you have bike lanes or sharrows available in all of the places you will be going? How is visibility? Would it be safer to go around certain trouble spots? Perhaps ask other more experienced bike commuters for route suggestions. Map your routes and you will be rewarded by having fewer surprises when out with the kids. Next, when the big day finally arrives, have everything ready the night before. Have your diaper bag packed, your work stuff ready, and clothes for both of you laid out in advance. The key to making bike commuting with kids work is making sure it is as convenient for you as possible. This also means having a backup plan in case one of you is sick, you get a flat tire and have no tube, and so on. Be prepared and you will be amazed how easy and wonderful it is to bike commute with kids. The perks. There are so many reasons to be a bike commuter, especially if you have kids. The sheer amount of money you save from not having a car was one of my first reasons for ditching the gas guzzler. Take a look at your budget and cut out the car payment, insurance, repairs, and gas. How much extra discretionary income is there? According to the American Automobile Association, the average American spends $9,519 per year to own a vehicle, or over $800 per month. That could be going to your child's college fund, swapping to a healthier diet, or to your dream of taking your child to Argentina with you. Another benefit is less spent on healthcare. If you are exercising regularly, you're going to have fewer health issues. What better way to set an example of fitness as a part of daily life? Also, you demonstrate you care about the environment because you actually show them the commitment you are making as a family to saving the planet. Cycling is the ultimate way to lead by example. Oh yeah, and I almost forgot, it's fun. Finally, remember to laugh. You're going to have bad days, it's going to rain. Sometimes there are days when you really, really want to drive. There are mornings when I loathe going out into the dark, rainy morning. But once I get my muscles moving and feel the cool breeze in my face and inhale the clean scent of the rain, I feel blessed. How many people get to start their day like that? You could. You just listened to the post titled, How to Bike Commute with a Baby, A Mom's Perspective, by Dusty Arab with rowdykittens.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dusty is actually a student, mother, and guest writer on Rowdy Kittens. So thanks so much to Rowdy Kittens for letting me share her post with you today. This post brings up some really fond memories for me of Amsterdam, where there are literally more bicyclists on the road than there are cars. No joke. Everyone and their babies are on bikes. And it's such a cool culture. Plus, if you're looking for a way to cut back financially, this would be a great starter, as she explains in the article. But that's all I've got for you today. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend, and hopefully I'll see you again next week, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.